Soku isika atisendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zisobo, siyalamukela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Tateleli thuba lokubonga uJonga Kantemiri ngokusinika uhlelo ngolimi lwesiShona. Olamukela ngenjabulo enkulu ku Studio 7 ngolesihlanu. Mhlaka 2 Nhlangula 2023 uPraxedes Jeremiah. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje. Abeze ukuzobhalisa namhlanje ngelanga lokugcina lokubhalisela ukuvota kukhetho lwalonyaka bebekhala ngendwendwe ezinde ebezikhona.
Inhliziyo zethu lezimazimendeke. Makusehlula sicela ukuthi sihlale laye lapha. Imbuzo esilayo asiphendule mhlawumbe kungaba ne solution ukuthi inhliziyo zethu ziduduze.
Lonyaka iZimbabwe yenelisa iminyaka engamashumi amane 40 kwaba lombhuqazwe weGukurahundi emandebeleni lenkabazwe lapho kwabulawa khona abantu abedlula inkulungwane ezingamashumi amabili 20,000. Ibhanga elikhulu lelizwe eleReserve Bank of Zimbabwe lithi uhulumende akalamcabango ukwethula isinqumo sokuthi ilizwe lisebenzise idola leMelika ngokugcweleyo. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulomsakazo. Namhlanje bekulilanga lokugcina lokubhalisela ukuvota kukhetho oluhlelwe ukuqhutshwa mhlaka 23 Ncwabakazi lonyaka. Abanye abakade beze ukuzobhalisa namhlanje bebekhala ngokuthi bekuthatha isikhathi eside ukuba nabathole usizo lokuthi benelise ukwenza njalo. Umlondolozi Ndlovu usethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Lokhu kuza ngesikhathi umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa esebeke ilanga lokhetho okutsho ukuba ngomthetho wakuleli akusela muntu osezabhalisa ukuvota kukhetho lwalonyaka. Njengoba kulilanga lokugcina lokubhalisa ukuvota bekuphithizela kule ndwendwe ndawo zonke abatsha labadala bezama ukusebenzisa lelo thuba lokugcina ukuze benelise ukuvota ngoNcwabakazi mhlaka 23. Indawo ezifana lesisiu eMbare laseBudiriro bekuyinhlabathi abantu bezama ukuba amabizo abo enelise ukuba khona kugwalo lwabalelungelo lokuvota olwe voters roll yalonyaka. Omunye obefuna ukubhalisa ukuvota umnumzana Brisk Thulani Ncube uthi uthwale nzima ukuze enelise ukubhalisa ukuvota.
Ngisuke ofisini ngaya ezekhe ekuseni, it was around 9 AM, and sifika ngale sicevele sokulabantu akade bekhona ku-queue besibona from half 7 sebefikile ku-queue, but ade lokhu bengakarejistwa. Kula muntu obeqalisa ukurejista okade serejistile ngaleso sikhathi, besibona abantu bezethu bathe basathatha kuphela ama-transfers.
Lokhu kusekele ngomunye osakhulayo laye ohlala eHarare kodwa emzini oyihighfield uLove Modube.
Bekunenkinga zakho ikakhulu besifika laphana uthola ukuthi abantu abanye bayazixoxela, abanye bakhangela ama-WhatsApp khona beza kubuza ukhuphe isithupha. Mina ukubona kwami ukwenza komsebenzi wawo khona bekungayenzi kujahliwe.
Olwela amalungelo oluntu umnumzana Charles Nyoni uthi namhlanje ube ekhuthaza abaningi ukuthi babhalise ukuvota ngoba isikhathi sesidliwe ngumangoye.
Namhla lilanga lokugcina eliyokuthi abafuna ukuvota ku-2023 baregister, so sibone abantu ngokwanda kwabo sebedidizela ukuthi baregister babone ukuthi amabizo abo labo akhepthiwe yiZimbabwe Electoral Commission. Kuqakathekile ukuthi umntana kaZulu laye aphathiseke endabeni le eyokuvota ukwenzela ukuthi abe nesinkulumo angasiyenza endabeni zokubuswa kwelizwe.
Umsekeli webandla leZANU-PF umnumzana Addington Mpofu uthi ibandla lakhe lizimisele kunqoba kukhethwe, esithi namhlanje ube ongomunye oncedisa lo ofuna ukuba ngummeli wempophoma umnumzana Admire Maskati ukubhalisa ukuvota.
Hambani liregista ukuvotela His Excellency ubaba umongameli ucomrade iTeam Nangakho. So we have done a lot and ngamalanga wona lawa amabili akade sisile we have registered a lot of people abaningi kakhulu that I can safely say we are cruising towards Vicky and we are cruising smooth.
Istudio 7 ihlulekile ukukhuluma lezisebenzi zecommission ebona ngezokhetho eZimbabwe Electoral Commission ZEC endaweni obekubhaliswa ukuba abantu benelise ukuvota ngoba bebengela lathuba lokuphefumula kulabantu abaningi abakade bezobhalisa. Lesikhulumeli seZEC umnumzana Robert Kiwa ube sithi kenelisi ukukhuluma ngoba esemhlanganweni ngesikhathi intatheli izindaba zifuna ukuza icele leZEC ngalolu daba. Umongameli Mnangagwa ngomvulo uveze kugwalo ndaba lukakhulumende olwe Government Gazette ukuba ukhetho luza kwenziwa mhlaka 23 Ncwabakazi. Ubike njalo ukuba idayi lokubhalisa kwalabo abafisa ukuncintisa kukhetho lolu ele-Nomination Court lizahlala emthethwandaba oya High Court mhlaka 21 Hlangula lisamukela amaphepha alabo abafuna ukuba ngomongameli ukuthi lizahlala njalo emadale abomantshi ukuba lamukele amabizo alabo abafisa ukuba ngamalunga edayi lephalamende lamakhansili. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare ngimlondolozi Ndlovu.
Lonyaka iZimbabwe yenelisa iminyaka engamashumi amane 40 kwaba lombhuqazi oyikukurawundi emandebeleni lenkabazwe lapho okwabulawa khona abantu abedlula inkulungwane ezingamashumi amabili 20,000 libutho lesizwe i-50 Brigade. Kusehlakalo esenzakala ilizwe lisanda kuthola uzibuse ngomnyaka 1983 abasila kulo umbhuqazwe abezombusazwe lenkokheli zomdabu bakhuluma kabanzi ngomphoqazwelo. Wanastasia Ndlovu sethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Imuli ezabona abazali bedutshulwa betshiswa kodwa bona basinda kumbhuqazwe weGugurahundi balandisa kabuhlungu ngokulahlekelwa kwabo bethi impilo yahle yatsheka bakhula kubuhlungu. Unkosazana Patricia Dlamini uthi unina wasila ekutshisweni ngoba wayesenelisa ukukhuluma ulimi lwamasotsha awe-5th Brigade.
Inhliziyo zethu lezi mazimendeke ma kusehlula sicela ukuthi sihlale laye lapha imbuzo esilayo asiphendule mhlawumbe kungaba ne-solution ukuthi inhliziyo zethu ziduduzeke. Simbuze imbuzo esilayo ngaphakathi ukuthi kanti babulawelani abazali bethu uthi uyisisakhamizi ukuthi uli-distant ngayiphi indlela.
Ekhuluma esemhlanganweni owe-World Economic Forum ezenyanga ezimbili engene embusweni umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa wathi yena uzimisele ukuhlangana labasinda kumbhuqazwe weGugurahundi bakhulumisane.
I was Minister for National Security, that's National Intelligence. That is correct.
Ngaleso sikhathi ngangimphathi ntambo obona ngezomvikela labachuphi ekhaya asitho ukuthi okwenzakalayo kumele kulahlwe. Labo ababhekana lo mbhuqazwe weGugurahundi bengathi ngizekhulumisana labo ngizakuya.
They themselves are going to the communities that are affected. If they ask me to come for any reason, I will.
Umnumzana Mbuso Fuzwayo, unobhala jikelele wenhlanganiso elwela amalungelo oluntu ibhethu likaZulu uthi langa isikhathi sesiside kwenzakala inkemenkeme yalumbhuqazwe akula okuthe kwenziwa ukuthoba amanxeba.
Khulusizi ukubana ngemva kweminyaka engu-40 umbhuqazwe selokhu wenziwayo uhulumeni weZimbabwe abantu abahlukunyezwayo lelizwe jikelele ngabalinikwa ithuba lokubana bekhulume ngokwenzakalayo ngabalinikwa ithuba lokuthi kuthiwo ukuthi kungenziwa njani. Bonile ummeli wedale lephalamende oli-immunity exotshwa ephalamende kodwa ngelinye icele siyambona ophethe ilizwe esithi abantu abakhulume ngakho bekhululekile.
Unduna Khulumani Mathema waseGwanda ngomunye othi wathinteka ngalombhuqazwe kodwa njengenkokheli zomdabu abaphiwanga amandla okuthi luphathwe njani lolu daba.
Ungakhumbula kuhle nxa unjengomuntu owazi into zezinto zemedia kulezi nduna ezahanjiswa eSwaziland zisiyafundisa ukuthi umhlaba vele ukuphatha njani udaba legenocide kuBrown. Kodwa thina sesibuya njengesizwe kasisasebenzisanga lokhana ukusetshenziswa ngumhlaba wonke jikelele. We reinvented the wheel, which I believe ngokunjalo kutho ukuthi into esiyenzayo hayi lizaba nje ukuyakhanya ukuthi kudlalwa ngenhlungu zabantu.
Inkokheli zomdabu, inhlanganiso ezilwela amalungelo oluntu, amabandla okholo lezombusazwe lozulu jikelele bathi bakhathazekile ngendlela uhulumende aphatha ngayo umbhuqazwe weGugurahundi. Okwamanje uhulumende sewapha inkokheli zomdabu amandla ukuba ziphathe umsebenzi wokukhumisana umlotha ngombhuqazwe lo, kodwa uzulu lenkokheli zomdabu azivumelani lakho. Engena embusweni eminyakeni emihlanu edlule, umongameli Emmerson wayethembise ukuba udaba lolu uzalulungisisa, kodwa sekuyiwa njalo kolunye ukhetho lokhu lungakalungisiswa. Ngimele umsakazo weStudio 7, ngikobulawayo, ngingu-Anastasia Ndlovu.
Ibhanga elikhulu lelizwe eleReserve Bank of Zimbabwe lithi uhulumende akalawo umcabango wokwethula isinqumo sokuthi ilizwe lisebenzise idola leMelika ngokugcweleyo, ngoba lokhu kungadala inhlupho eziningi ezigoqela ubuyanga kanye lokuvimba intuthuko yomnotho welizwe. UNokutaba Dlamini usipha lolu daba eseVictoria Falls.
Lokhu kuphume ngosuku lwesithathu lomhlangano wabakumsebenzi wokwemba oweZimbabwe Chamber of Mines Conference oqhutshelwa eVictoria Falls ngesikhathi uzulu weZimbabwe ekhala ngokuthi akasela themba lemali yama-RTGS engasamukelwa ngosomabhizimusi abaningi lengatsha eziningi zikahulumende. Usibalukhulu webhanga elikhulu lelizwe eleReserve Bank of Zimbabwe, umnumzana John Manguja, uthi lokhu sekubangele ukuba amabhanga aswele imali eyaneleyo yokuthuthukisa umnotho welizwe ngoba iningi selifihla imali ngaphansi komqamelo. UManguja uzame ukuchazisa ukuthi kungani umcabango wokusebenzisa idola leMelika lingalungelanga ilizwe, esithi iRBZ izasungula indlela zokuthenga igolide entsha ebizwa kuthiwa yi-gold-backed digital tokens ezasetshenziswa loba emavinkilini nguZulu.
Siyaxeka njengelizwe ukuthi singasebenzisa imali yeMelika ngokugcweleyo, akuyenzi. Ngakho kufuze siqinisele ebunzimeni lobu singesabi sisiya phambili. Lizabe lithenga lisebenzisa igolide lenu, kusitsho ukuba lizathumezelana imali lisebenzisa uhlangothi lwethu.
Ingcwethi ecubungula ngezombusaze umnumzana Farai Mushoriwa usole okukhulunywa ngabe RBZ esithi akusoze kusebenze eZimbabwe ngesimo somnotho esikhona esilizweni sokuwa kwamandla edola lakuleli nxa liqathaniswa ledola leMelika.
Kuzaba lomthetho na ozasekela lo, ngoba angeke sibe nemali entsha engelasiphawulo sombuso.
Umbuzo lo ugcizelelwe ngumphathintambo wedale lephalamende umnumzana Godfrey Dube esithi ilizwe kalisebenzise imali mbolekwa lelizwe lizimele ngezomnotho.
Ngabe iZimbabwe iyabuyela isebenzise imali yaseMelika, isebenzise imali yamarandi pakana i-economy yethu ibe ngcono? Ku-obala ukuthi lokho kwenziwa ngugovernor yokuphikisana lozulu wonke lakanye lama members awe parliament amaningi ale feeling yokuthi ngabe siyabuyela sisebenze le imali okwesikhathi esifitshane sisalungisa okwankha.
Ingcwethi kwezomnotho umnumzana Rejoice Ngwenya uthi uyasekela ukuthi uhulumende asebenzise imali yakuleli, kodwa okwe-e-gold akusebenzi ngoba uzulu omningi usemaphandleni.
Hhathi kayisebenzi eZimbabwe ngenxa yokuthi abantu abaningi eZimbabwe bahlala emakhaya, 60% e-population yethu ihlala emakhaya, i-connectivity hayi kayikho.
Umnumzana Joel Gadbuza omele ibhinga edale lephalamende uthi isizathu imali yakuleli uhulumende esithi kayihlale yindlela esetshenziswa ngezinye inkokheli ukweba.
Akula mntu oyifunayo la, uhulumende kazayifuni. kodwa ayisoze iphume ngoba ngani i reserve bank yayisebenzisa ukuthi betshontshe kuhle bengaprinta ama RTGS bewafake ku black market sebeyakuququruza wonke ama USA abekhona ku market betshintsha ama RTGS ukwenzela ukuthi betshontshe imali yabantwana bezimbabwe.
Abe RBZ baqina ngelokuthi lokhu kusemthethweni kuziqondiso zebhanga leli ku section 49 la ku 7.2 igolide lemali leli RBZ ithi izabe ihlala kumakhadi ahambelana lawa amabhanga njalo isetshenziswa ngobulembu be-internet emavinkilini. Intengo yempahla ikhuphuke ngezinga eliphezulu kakhulu kusukela kumaviki adluleyo, lokhu kubangelwa yokuqonga kwentengo yokuthenga idola leMelika elilodwa kubosiphatheleni eseliqansela fika kunkulungwane ezinhlanu zamadola eZimbabwe 5000. Ngimele umsakazo weStudio 7 ngiseVictoria Falls ngingunokuthaba Dlamini.
Izizalwane zeZimbabwe esezihlala kwele South Africa zisungule inhlelo zokusebenzisana laboso wabo abasekhaya zokufundisana amakhono emisebenzi kungela mbadalo. Uthuso Khumalo usipha lolu daba eseJohannesburg kwele South Africa.
Lolu hlelo lusungulwe ngemva kokuba unkosazana Nobuhle Ajiti owenobuhle Vitch Foundation ebuze abalandeli bekhasi leFacebook yenhlanganiso yakhe ukuthi yini abangasizana ngayo kumakhono empilo. Unkosazana Yulin Mazulu Mnethwa oseJohannesburg unolwazi olujulileyo kakhulu ngokwenziwa kwesepa lamafutha okugcobisa iVaselina. Uthe ngokuzwa umkhosi wasukumela phezulu wabona sekufika amaxuku abantu abazodinga ikhono lakhe.
Okungenze ngacabanga ukuthi ngisize abantu ngale ndlela yokuthi nginanzelela ukuthi abaningi abakithi abasebenzi njalo abanye sebefisa ukubuyela back ekhaya. So ukufika kulo msebenzi wezandla ofundeleyo owaziyo kungcono yakule ndawo ongaqala khona ukwenza something empilweni, njalo mina ngifundise ukwenza iwashing powder levaseline. So far abantu sengibafundisile bangu-20, first group yayilabantu abayi-10, second group yaba le-10.
Unkosikazi Lona Mpanza ngomunye wasebezintshanju ekwenzeni isepa levaselina ngemva kokugavelwa ulwazi unkosazana Mnethwa.
AmaZulu umama lothando kakhulu usifundise esibekezelela sasakwazi ukuzwisisa ukuthi lezi zinto zenziwa kanjani, and esifundisa ngaphandle kokusitshaja lutho, esifundisa nje mahala. And le nto osenzela yona singumphakathi singama-ladies ngicabanga ukuthi iyasivuselela kakhulu singomama. Izosenza sikwazi nathi ukuthi sizimele, sikwazi ukuthi sikwazi ukufaka isinkwa esitafuleni for abantwana.
Unkosazana Pamela Phiri ohlala eTroyville eJohannesburg yena ubize abafuna ukubhaka amakhekhe lokunye okunengi okubhakwayo.
So far bengisafundise umuntu oyedwa kugroup kaNobuhle, kodwa ke ukushare ama-skills yinto engijwayele ukuyenza, nokushare kwamanye ama-group abomama angiqali kuvich, but ngendlela engithole ngayo i-response kugroup kaNobuhle Foundation, hhayi kubukeka mpela abantu balujabulele usizo, bonile futhi baningi abanye asebe-offer nama-skills wezandla ukuncedisa.
Unkosazana Zinhleni Ndlovu ngomunye wabazwe lolu bizo ekubulawayo laye wasabela. Yena-ke ufundise umama ukuthunga ingwane zomceco okuyinto esihuge abanenge. Okwakhathesi unkosazana Thaline Awakhiwe Ndlovu kobulawayo usebize abafuna ukuzofundela ukubhaka. Ukhona oseUvel eGoli osebize abafuna ukulungisa amasofa, kanti omunye oselokishini leBeria ubize abafuna ukufundela ukukhanyisa ngamasola ezindlini zabo. Iningi lezalwane zeZimbabwe kwele-South Africa balahlekelwe imisebenzi, kanti-ke abanye balungiselela ukubuyela ekhaya ngemva kokwesulwa kwamaphemithi abebewasebenzisa. AbaseZimbabwe nabo babhekane lohlupho lokusweleka kwemisebenzi. Lolu hlelo lokwabelana amakhono okusebenza kukhangelelwe ukuthi luzasiza imuli eziningi ukuxotsha umanguye eziko. NgiMinisitro 7 eJohannesburg kwele-South Africa, nginguThuso Khumalo.
Ngesikhathi senguquko kungacaci kahle okwenzakala emhlabeni, esikuzwayo kungayisikho esikubonayo. Sidinga iqiniso. Sitshelwa izindaba ezingaphelelanga, silahlekelwe liqiniso. Nesikhathi sohlupho, amaphupho ethu, ithemba, lezifiso zekusasa enhle, kwenzakala uma abezindaba bekhululekile. Umsakazo we-Voice of America silethulela izindaba ezitholwa ngokuzinikela okuphezulu. Sichumanisa abantu ngokubethulela iqiniso. Umsakazo we-Voice of America silethulela okwenzakalayo njengoba kunjalo.
AbeZimbabwe abahlala emazweni afana leBotswana leSouth Africa bathi kungaba nzima ukuthi babuyele ekhaya ukuyavota, ikakhulu kukhangelwe ukuthi amanye amabizo awakho kugwalo loluhlu lwabazavota lonyaka oleVoters Roll. Intatheli izindaba yeStudio 7 umqondisi Dube usipha lolu daba ngokugcweleyo eseHaberon kweleBotswana.
Ilanga lokhetho elisandwa kubekwa ngumongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa alisaphathanga kuhle abaphandle kwelizwe abafisa ukuyakhaya ukuyavota, ngoba baseBotswana kanye leSouth Africa sebekhathazekile ngembiko abayizwayo yokuthi uluhlu lwagwalo lokuvota lwe-voters roll alumanga kuhle. Abanye bewaswela amabizo abo lapho ababhalise ukuthi bazavotela khona. Umhla ka-23 Ncwabakazi lusuku osolubekiwe ukuthi eleZimbabwe lizaqhuba ngalo ukhetho lokudinga inkokheli entsha. Ilanga leli luwela phakathi kweview ngolwesithathu osekuthiya abanye abangaphandle kwelizwe besithi alibamelanga kuhle ukuthi bayefika ekhaya bevote. Umnumzana Ngqabu Thomabhena, umgcini sihlalo weZimbabwe Community kwele South Africa, uthi iningi elingaphandle kwelizwe likhathazwa ukuthi alisoze liphumelele ukuyahlola amabizo abo kuluhlu lwe-voters roll ngenxa yesikhathi.
Abanye bakhathazekile ukuthi amabizo abo engabe engekho ku-voters roll, njengoba sibona ukuthi iZimbabwe Electoral Commission ithe umphakathi uze uzohlola i-voters roll. Siyananzelela ukuthi abanye abantu bakhitshwe lapho kumele bavotele khona, bafa ukuthi bavotele kwezinye indawo.
Abanye abafana lo mnumzana Mthabisi Dube oseJohannesburg kwele South Africa bathi indleko zokuyavota ekhaya lokuthi ilanga elibekelwe liphakathi kweviki kuzakwenza ukuthi kube nzima ukuthi bafinyelele ekhaya.
Siyafisa sibili ukuyavota, kodwa ungakhangela imali efunakalayo ukuthi uhambe uphenduke kwesinye isikhathi, kawuhambi wedwa lababili kumbe labathathu emulini. Njalo ilanga leli lokuvota liphakathi kweviki, akuhambeki uma kunjalo.
Ukanti umnumzana Mkhululi Moyo oseHabroni layo ukhala ngokuthi ilanga laphakathi kweviki alimeli kuhle inengini.
Ukubeka kwakusuku phakathi kweviki sokuzayenza ukuthi abanye abantu, especially abantu abasebenzayo izisebenzi ikakhulu, ngoba phakathi kweviki abantu babebhizi besebenzi. Mhlawumbe kungakuthi ukubeke kwaba nge-weekend bekuzaba ngcono, ba wonke umuntu, abantu abaningi bakwazi ukuthola ithuba lokuthi njani bephumula ama-weekend bekwazi ukuyavota nje insukade eminyaka edlulileyo lokusenzakala njalo.
Kule nhlanganiso ezizimele zodwa emazweni ayitsheniwe ngezansi kwezikala zika-Afrika aphezu kwemizamo yokuthi aphathise abeZimbabwe kakhulu ngendleko ukuthi baphindele ekhaya bayevota. Inhlanganiso lezi lokhu ezibamba imihlangano emazweni ayitsheniwe afana leBotswana leSouth Africa ethapha imboni yabeZimbabwe kulawo mazwe ukuthi bengaphathiswa njani ukuthi babuyele ekhaya bayephatheka kukhetho. Ngingumqondisi Dube wendaba zeStudio 7 ngiseHabron kweleBotswana.
Ichi waza Friday, my darling. Waza Friday, umsebenzi ubokile.
Uhlelo Waza Friday liviki sileqembu elicula umdumo wezokholo ele amaqhawe okuthula. Lona eselethule idlaladi elitsha elilesihloko esithi Kulungile Baba. Iqembu leli lidabuka eNkayi kodwa licula likwele South Africa. Lapha umkhokheli walo uXolani Chuma uxoxa lo ntungameli Nkomo kweStudio 7.
You are the King of Kings, mighty Jehovah. You are the Lord of Lords, our Father. We sing Ebenezer to you, Lord.
Ebenezer.
Ebeneza Ebeneza Baba Usikhule wabalana Ebeneza
Ebeneza
Siba mazukulu bakho baba
Angibingelele kubalaleli kundawo zonke dabuka phansi kwelenkayi empumelelo ikolapha ensuka khona thina ezingeni lomculo qale umsculo eminyakeni aphelile ngo-December qale senza ama-swing track saya kwathi ngo-April sayenza khona i-album yethu enengoma eziyi-10 yona i-theme yayo ethi yona kulungile
Abangathanda ukuthenga umculo wakho kumbe ukuxhumana lawe bakuthola njani
umculo wethu utholakala ku-YouTube uyawuthola Xolani and Maqhayo okuthula gospel uyasidinga yikho lapho esitholakala khona kuthi ke uma ngabe ufuna okuningi uyakuthola uyanithinta kuleyo number engiyibizile yikho lapho ongathola khona ukwazi ukuthi uthole okuningi mayelana ngeqembu angababethanda ukuxhumana nami ngitholakala kunombolo ezithi zona 076 56 08 54 ngicula ngilana ezweni lase-South Africa
ubachiyela wapha mazwi abalandeli
emazwi engishiyela yona ukuthi nginithembise ukubana ngizoqhubeka sinenzela umsebenzi omuhle emsebenzini esawuthunywa ngusomandla ubana sishumayele izwi lakhe ngesimo somculo
Thembali ukholisile umculo ozothileyo umculo wengoma zomdumo wokholo ebesiphiwa ngama ngiliqembu elizibiza ngokuthi amaqhawe okuthula lingakhohlwaki ukubana ku live talk lamhlanje sikhangela okwenzakalani okwenzakale namhlanje ngosuku lobugcina lokubhalisela uvota kukhetho olukhulu lwalonyaka lokudinga amakhansela amalunga edale lephalamende kanye nomongameli welizwe. Singeke hlukane isihlobo kodwa sikhangele ezinye zezindaba ebezikhokhela. Abize ukuzobhalisa lamhlanje ngelanga lokugcina lokubhalisela ukuvota kukhetho lwalonyaka bebekhala ngendwendwe ezinde ebezikhona. Lonyaka iZimbabwe yenelisa iminyaka engamashumi amane 40 kwaba lombuqazo egukurawondi. Silugqiba ke lapha uhlelo lwethu lamhlanje olivalelisa yong practice Jeremiah. Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.